Please welcome Julie Anderson.
Movie magazines that my grandmother hoarded privately, and she'd sneak them up to her room and stare.
She had dreams of being an opera singer, and yet she couldn't sing to save her life. And she made potato sack clothes for her and her brother during the Depression. And the crude dermatological procedures she performed on my mother on the kitchen table, mm-hmm. and the home firms, mm-hmm. and how her Uncle Roy was drunk, and the Pope, and how you should never question the church, just have blind faith, and how she met my dad after falling in the snow in college, and how to blouse your shirt out in the back to add that slimming effect to your appearance, she called the art of camouflage, including how to stand up straight to correct a birth defect I guess I had called lardosis. Baking is very mathematical, very definite, and it's if you don't combine the ingredients in the right way in the right proportions, and you don't bake it the right way, it's not going to bake right. It's a lot like Catholicism. It's very black and white. So anyway, Easy Bake Oven replaced the any kind of Barbie fetish that I had. I left that for my older sisters. And we did almost everything on the list for my cooking badge for Girl Scouts, and I just had to go around to the other mothers' houses as a token, like, thing to do with my other scouts. But it was informative. We went to Mrs. Vandermeulen's house, mother to Janet and Susie, and she was the wife of a physician. She made brownies from a mix, but she focused her lesson on proper hygiene, including wash your hands at all times, don't stick your fingers in the bowl, and for God's sake, don't lick the spoon. Not only will you get fat, but then someone has to eat that thing you got your dirty hands into. But I just always feel better if I eat something someone else knows is good than something that no one has tasted at all. At any rate, Susie and Janet Vandermeulen were always obsessed with being pudgy and the first girls to be razor thin when we hit adolescence. Mrs. Lorenz, who lived at the top of the cul-de-sac, made yeast bread. It's like a coffee cake. She was mother of Barbara and wife of a pilot. She made this yeast bread from scratch, and she let us roll the warm dough and go out and play while the dough was rising, and then we could come in and spread the butter and eat the cinnamon sugar nut stuff before spreading it on the dough, and you roll it up, and she tells stories, and she's a warm, soft, sweet, creamy, slow mom. I wanted to stay. We had lots of babysitters, and my mother always sent me out to do things a lot. I went to PTA films, reading groups at the library, dance and gymnastics classes, softball, band practice, and the list went on and on. And then we moved. And then I went to junior high school. I entered a regional culinary arts show when I was in the eighth grade. And I made chocolate drop cookies. Yeah. I didn't do this time around, but I was so excited. I put food coloring in the frosting, and I put little maraschino cherries on top of each one. They were so very exciting. All night. They were beautiful. So my mom dropped me off at this huge cafeteria full of food, and I dropped my cookies off at the appropriate table, and then we were all herded into this big room with terraced, carpeted seating, and we watched an ice sculpture. So this was apparently, unbeknownst to me at the time, when the judging took place. And it just now occurred to me that the only reason why we had to stay cooped up in that room for so long, as opposed to going home or outside to play, was because they wanted us to be safe and in one room, and maybe there's liability issues, I don't know. So we all got in this room, and we had to stay there. It seemed like the entire afternoon watching this ice melt. There was an ice sculptor. I think I missed that. There was an ice sculptor. So we're all in this room, and I had eaten breakfast because I thought I'd be able to sample all the food in the cafeteria. All I can think about is that this ice is going to melt before he actually makes anything. And it's taking so long. I just wait forever, and I'm hungry, and then the short subject film starts. And all the short subject films have food-related themes in them. About how great and beautiful food is. No food. And then every so often, women with clipboards, you know, come in from outside to be quiet. My stomach is caving in on itself. We're getting antsy, claustrophobic, and we're going to, like, hijack all those tools that ice sculptor is making at some point. But anyway, the only movie that I remember is this black and white, line-drawn animated short about this man. And he's a businessman, he goes to work, and he eats breakfast, and he eats in restaurants, and he goes home, and he eats at home for dinner, and he's all alone, and he goes and does it again every day, and every day, and he gets fatter and fatter and fatter. And he does this every single day, just like routine, just gets fatter and fatter, and he gets so fat that his clothes start ripping off of him as he walks down the sidewalk, but he keeps walking, and he keeps getting fatter and fatter until the ground gives way, and then he falls through this long, black hole, and he's falling, and he's slowly turning and rolling in midair, and turning and falling, and finally he lands on this empty ground with one spotlight on his naked, morbidly obese body. He's outside this very focused pool of light. There are these eyes blinking, and the eyes get bigger and closer, and it reveals these children, and they're starving, and they have distended bellies that are going crazy. And they walk closer and closer to this big, fat, naked man, and they're salivating, their teeth are sharp, and they're baring their teeth, and they run on top of him, and they eat his flesh, and that's the end.
Yeah.
the sheet is gone before dinner, but I cut them up and put them in the Tupperware so no one can tell. And then the dessert never lasts too long in our house anyway. And if it's not the brownies or the snickerdoodles or the chocolate drop cookies or the low-fat version my mother dug up for me, it's whatever I can find. A bag of marshmallows. And in the back of the pantry, which I meticulously mash into, with my hands like a taffy machine, into this big gooey ball that I eat on the family room couch.
Yeah.
One day, I had full of this fluff when this commercial came on for Starving Children Fund.
Oh, no.
It was an intensely long commercial with a voiceover narration of shots of starving children with distended bellies and flies crawling all over their faces, their eyes bulging out of their heads, ravaged with starvation, their mouths trying to consume some kind of cream of wheat something. And I'm afraid that they're going to crawl out of the TV set and eat. Now I get sick of throwing the marshmallows. And Mom stopped allowing us in the kitchen when she was cooking. And then I went to college. And then I got a job. And then I had bills. And then I had life. Now I have the Food Channel. I finally sold my husband on Martha Stewart because in one episode, she visits a sausage maker, and Martha couldn't keep her hands and mouth off the sausages. She was insatiable. She literally, and you know how stoic she is, she could not stop touching them. She had to eat every single variety of sausage they put in front of her. Now I have to make my own cookies when I'm depressed or sugar deficient, like I did. But now I have my own stories to turn over in my head when I cook. And for most of the time, I really bake around the holidays or for storytelling nights about mothers. I made that creamy coffee cake for Thanksgiving. And here tonight. I'm going to leave in the lobby after the show if you would like some. It's very good. I have some knives and some napkins. This is sort of how I remember my mother. And she's still alive. And I'm still her daughter. But there's this barrier of, this tangible barrier of geography and time and years. But there's this high wall of words that weren't and won't be said, and acknowledgments never made, and tears shed in private. And I feel that I am her, but I will never know her. You know? I try to know myself, and I'll always know her this way. Food is Mom!